This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. An independent senator calls for strict safeguards in the family leave legislation. A government senator wants fathers to step up. BSEN wants clarity on suggested hike in insurance premiums as a result of the car rental levy. The Minister of Educational Transformation calling for a focus on creative learning alongside literacy. And the Caribbean Institute for Meteorology and Hydrology promises better hurricane forecasts for the Caribbean. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Independent Senator Andrew Malalu wants government to put mechanisms in place to ensure that new fathers do not abuse the provisions for paternity leave. Speaking during his contribution to the debate on the family leave bill, Senator Malalu expressed concern that some fathers might be tempted to misuse the period that should be spent providing support for their family.
My point here is that I would have hoped that the legislation might have had something in it that put a requirement to actually do with that time that which it was given to you for. This is not a reward for getting someone pregnant that 9 months later you get an additional 3 weeks off. And I want to agree with Senator Wuerl on that. I really think that it would be put in the wrong light to be seen that way. And I think that it would be good for us to find some ways that they could enforce that.
He stressed that such people should face the courts.
Perhaps one of those ways might be, sir, if in fact that father who has had the benefit of those 3 weeks off is later finds himself before the court for not fulfilling duties otherwise, whether that is in the not paying for the support or some other way, that there might have been some teeth to go back and say, but hold on a minute, you got the benefit of 3 weeks off and were paid by the government of Barbados and you're not fulfilling your duties in this other way. But it's hard for me to attach those things together. We do at the end of the day have the cultural reality in Barbados and in certain parts of our society, the children are growing up without the fathers being present in their life and we're all paying the price for that.
Independent Senator Andrew Malalu. Meantime, Government Senator Roshana Trim is also concerned about fathers who refuse to take on their role in the home. She wants fathers to step up and see that they too have a responsibility.
When I think about fatherhood and should I have children, the kind of father I would want my children to have, it is one where a presence of a father is not a novelty. It is not something that we swoon about. And at some point in time, I stopped swooning when I saw a father with his child. Not because it's not a beautiful thing to see, but really and truly because it is not something that should be revolutionary. Because it should be a standard to have active fathers actively parenting.
Government Senator Roshana Trim. With the new car rental levy in effect, the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, BSEN, is concerned about a statement issued by the General Insurance Association of Barbados suggesting a hike in premiums as a result of the levy, which took effect yesterday. BSEN's executive chair, Maureen Holder, said they're seeking clarity on the matter and has reminded the insurance sector about the impact an increase could have on consumers.
This levy affects only one small part of a motor claim, that is the cost of hiring a replacement car while a vehicle is being repaired. And even if that cost rises by, let's say, 28%, it represents just a fraction of total claim costs. So it simply cannot be enough to justify broad premium increases. At a time when many Barbadians are struggling with the higher costs of living, one must agree that transparency and restraint are not optional. They are essential.
She calls on the sector to justify their warning of an increase in premiums.
We are calling on insurers to show the numbers. Consumers deserve proof before being asked to pay more. BSEN is also urging the Financial Services Commission to ensure that any proposed rate increases are transparent, fair, and supported by the data. Consumers shouldn't automatically foot the bill for every market change that occurs in this country. Fairness and accountability must come before higher prices. And we do understand that insurers face challenges, but fairness must guide every decision made by the industry.
Executive Chairman of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. United Nations Special Advisor to the Secretary General on Climate Change, Selwyn Hart, says the world is not moving fast enough to tackle the climate crisis and that developing countries are still not getting the level of financial support they need to respond. Speaking during the Barbados Youth Climate Action Summit and Expo, Mr. Hart warned that the climate emergency is speeding up, stressing the region is already feeling the impact.
Storms and other climate extremes are growing more intense, more frequent, and more unpredictable. They are destroying lives and livelihoods. The Caribbean and other small island developing states are paying the highest price for a crisis they did not create. And yet, despite these injustices, the Caribbean is showing extraordinary leadership. Across your islands, communities are pioneering solar, resilient microgrids, and climate smart farming. But time is running out. Renewables are not displacing fossil fuels nearly fast enough. Climate finance is still not reaching developing countries at the scale or speed needed to protect people and build resilient economies and societies.
UN Special Advisor to the Secretary General on Climate Change, Selwyn Hart. Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman is urging parents, teachers, and school leaders to go beyond traditional approaches to literacy by fostering creativity among students. Speaking yesterday at the launch of the 2025 ICBL Junior National Spelling Bee competition, Mr. Blackman said that while literacy remains crucial, developing students' creative expression is equally important and will help Barbadian children remain competitive on the global stage.
There's nothing stopping our country from also producing persons who can write short scripts and stories and to sell our ideologies as Barbadians across the world. So I want to encourage our principals, our schools, our parents to help our young people to understand not just to spell, but if we're to now place our young children who go on into secondary school and adulthood to be competitive and equal to the task of their competitors in Asia, in the Arab world, Africa, Latin America, Caribbean, Europe, North America, it cannot be only that those children are doing fantastic things, writing books, writing scripts, particularly in the age of artificial intelligence, and our children are not moving in that direction.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. The Caribbean Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology has a vision to develop a suite of gliders for the region aimed at collecting crucial ocean information that will boost the region's hurricane forecasting and disaster readiness. A three-month voyage by an uncrewed ocean glider recently recovered off the coast of Barbados has yielded crucial data that is already strengthening hurricane prediction models and enhancing early warning systems across the Caribbean. Professor Scott Glenn of Rutgers University says the region will now be better prepared to detect hurricanes.
So to give us the best forecast of not only where the storm is going, but how intense it is, how intense we expect it to be, so you know whether to evacuate or shelter in place. To know that the answer to that question, you want to know the intensity. And to do that best, we want a really good ocean in that model. And so that's our job, is to get the gliders out there, measure the temperature and the salinity with profiles that go to depth, so that when we put that data into the models, we get an accurate forecast.
And principal at CIMH, Dr. David Farrell, highlighted the benefits of the ocean gliders.
Well, you get the early warnings, earlier warnings, not just early warnings, but earlier warnings than sometimes you do get. And that allows people to be more prepared. It allows officials to issue the right warnings. It allows people enough time to respond. So, for example, you're not running to the grocery store. Everyone's not running to the grocery store and then trying to get home to shelter at the last minute. But certainly people have enough time. Everyone's running to the grocery store and then trying to get home to shelter at the last minute. But certainly people have enough time to plan and to be well aware of what they need to do.
Principal at the Caribbean Institute for Meteorology and Hydrology, Dr. David Farrell. Recapping the headlines. An independent senator calls for strict safeguards in the family leave legislation, while a government senator wants fathers to step up. BSEN wants clarity on suggested hike in insurance premiums as a result of the car rental levy. And the Minister of Educational Transformation calling for a focus on creative learning alongside literacy. And the Caribbean Institute for Meteorology and Hydrology promises better hurricane forecasts for the Caribbean. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.